This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. At Boston's Hub Week Festival this weekend, an art installation might bring some people to tears. American Therapy by artist Julie Ann Otis is a practice in human intimacy where artists ask questions of people and then simply listen compassionately. WBUR's arts reporter Maria Garcia found herself unexpectedly moved by the experience.
At the edge of Boston City Hall Plaza, nestled in a cozy corner of the Hub Week Festival, is a curious sight made up of three wooden structures. Each of the structures is meant to hold two people and force them to talk. A podium and a chair facing each other, two chairs held together by bungee cords, and a confessional booth, which Boston artist Julie Ann Otis walked me through.
It has like the sliding door, like a Catholic confessional booth and everything.
This is the way Otis's installation, American Therapy, works. A visitor and an artist, sometimes Otis, sit down on one of the wooden structures. The artist asks the visitor questions about his or her life and feelings about the country. Then the artist, either during the conversation or immediately afterward, composes a poem inspired by the visitor and posts the poem on a mural at the installation.
Almost all the poets have experienced people softening and usually breaking into tears. About three quarters of the people really just have a little bit of weepiness because it's not culturally normative to have a compassionate listening space.
To fully understand American Therapy, I went through the installation. Otis and I sat across from each other on two chairs, and we were really close, like a foot apart close.
And you moved here from New York?
I did. I moved here from New York City.
Yeah, and besides the job, what made you feel like the time was right?
I have a 3-year-old son, and I thought about my partner and my son and, like, what our life, like, I tried to picture what our life would be like in New York and what our life would be like here and what sort of made more sense in terms of living, like, a slow, purposeful life.
What does slow and on purpose look like for you?
Being present. Like, not being on my phone, looking at him. When he's speaking to me, like, actually getting down on my knees and being at the same level with him, like, to be able to have eye contact. And just, like, being mentally present to mother him.
That tapping sound you hear is Otis's typewriter. She types the poem as she speaks to people. It surprised me how intimate our conversation felt, how honest I was able to be with Otis, even with the 80s rock music blaring in the background. Formalities just kind of melted off. Then she tried to read me my poem, but there was that really intense rock anthem playing around us.
The thing is, I want to read it in epic fashion, but it's just like, it's too tenderizing for my heart. And also, like, whoever heard of, like, slowing on purpose?
That's true.
Meditative, tender. Like, really?
Okay, in all seriousness, here's the poem.
Slow and on purpose. Eye to eye, you grow up and bring me to my knees with your nurturing. Caring for you will never be on my checklist, but infused in every moment. It will be not knowing. It will be forgiveness. It will be in the now.
Oh my God, that's really beautiful. I'm like truly incredibly touched by that. Wow, thank you. I like did not expect to feel this way.
My eyes watered. Otis's eyes watered. And then she read me the poem through another lens.
Okay, I'm going to read this again. Okay. In the context of how you and I are standing in our commitment for our country. Slow and on purpose, eye to eye, you grow up and bring us to our knees with your nurturing. Caring for you will never be on our checklist, but infused in every moment. It will be not knowing. It will be forgiveness. It will be in the now. Yeah?
Yeah.
The personal is political.
A poem Otis wrote, inspired by the way I strive to love my son, could also be read as a manifesto for how we can care for our neighbors, for our country. Reading the poem back to visitors the way Otis did to me is powerful.
So it mirrors back to them their own value, like how much it matters how they treat each other, and also elevates their experience so they can see the universality of that kind of kindness.
A kindness that perhaps would be sparked if we truly, compassionately listened, the way we strive to listen to our children. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Maria Garcia.